The first reading today, we hear from the prophet Isaiah about the way that we are supposed to be living our lives. Our Lord speaks something similar, especially at the end of the gospel when he says, "Then go and do in like manner." So it's charity that we have to be about. That doesn't sound like such a difficult thing, but it's become quite difficult. There are a variety of reasons why it's very difficult. I mean, if we listen to the story in the gospel and these people that walked right by this man, well, we can at least say, well, I was driving 70 miles an hour and didn't even notice him until I was passing out on the freeway. It's kind of hard to pull over and back up. And yeah, we got all kinds of reasons that are legitimate enough why we don't always practice the charity that we should. But then we look at the first reading, and the prophet Isaiah is telling us that, look, we need to undo those bonds. We need to break these things. We need to feed the poor. We need to clothe the naked. We need to do all these things. And the interesting thing is that the context of that, God asks the question, is this the kind of fasting that I want? And he says, this instead is what I'm looking for. So in other words, we can try to justify ourselves as to just how wonderful we are. Remember, it comes down to kind of like that Pharisee. I fast twice a week. I pay tithes on every... I do. Me. Aren't I wonderful? And then I'm a jerk the rest of the time. I treat people badly. I'll steal from them. I'll gossip about them. I'll rip them to shreds. I'll tear them down. I won't say hello to them, whatever it might be, but aren't I cool because I fast twice a week and I do all these wonderful things? God's going to say, knock off all the nonsense. Yeah, it's good you fast twice a week. It's good that you tithe. That's a great thing. But if you're being a jerk the rest of the time, what good is that? We're not going to stand on the day of judgment and tell him how wonderful we are. It's going to go the opposite way. So when we have an opportunity, we have to ask ourselves, what do we actually do? How do we treat people when we have the chance? Are we kind? Again, it doesn't require a lot. These days, it has become almost heroic to say hello to somebody. To actually smile and say hello to somebody. I'm sure part of it is simply the way that I'm dressed, but literally there can be two of us walking down the sidewalk or walking down the hallway of a hospital. The other person looks at the wall, at the floor, wherever, and you say good morning, and they just keep on walking. Except the one guy when I said good morning, and he turned and said, Beelzebub. It's like, well, isn't that nice? Yeah, so I guess saying nothing would have been better than that. But most people will not even say hello. They will not look at you. They will do nothing. These days when you're out driving, oh my goodness, you see all kinds of, shall we say, hand signals and facial expressions that you don't normally see. And it's like, for what? Because you were only going 5 or 6 or 7 miles an hour over the speed limit and they wanted to go 15. And you were holding them up, and so they're going to let you know that they're displeased with this. They drive like maniacs. And so then we have to ask ourselves, what's our response? St. Paul says to bless those people rather than return a curse for a curse, to bless them, to pray for them. Do we do that? Or do we get angry back at them? Can think about how, again, we look at our society and they are doing absolutely everything in their power, and thankfully failing for the most part, but doing everything in their power to cause division in every way that they can possibly think to cause division. Then remember back, I don't know, whatever it was, 15 years or so ago when there was a tornado that hit or a hurricane that hit down in Houston. And then the very same people were marveling that all these people with different skin color, and didn't matter if they were rich or poor or middle class, they were all working together. They were all helping each other. They were all trying to get this mess cleaned up and help people, and it's like, isn't that amazing? Like, they were actually amazed that we could be human, because they were doing everything they can to make us think that other people aren't. If their skin color isn't the same, that there's something less than about them. If they have less money than I am, then they're less than of a person than I am. What a bunch of garbage. But what do? Maybe that's not the issue. Maybe we don't look at somebody with their skin color, but what do we look at them? How do we judge them? By the car that they drive? By the house they live in? By the clothes that they wear? By the whatever it might be? Where do we find ourselves doing these very things? The Lord will tell us, keep doing the things you're doing well, but now let's work on the things that you're not doing well. And quit trying to justify ourselves in not doing well, because that's what we tend to do. We judge and we rip and we gossip and we do all these things, but it's okay for me because. Or, well, that person was so horrible and they did this, so therefore it's okay for me to do these things. No, it's not. If it's wrong, it's wrong. That's what the Lord is asking us to look at. Be neighbor to the others. Again, keep in mind the situation in the gospel. This guy was a Samaritan. The Jews hated Samaritans. The Samaritan was the one who was neighbor. So we can do the same. Maybe there's something about this or that person you don't like. Maybe they dress funny. Maybe they do their hair funny. Maybe they act funny. Maybe whatever. That doesn't mean we can't be charitable to them. You don't have to be their best friend. You can still be kind. You can still be charitable. You can still be neighbor. If they need help, you can still help them. Those are things every last one of us can look at and ask ourselves, where am I failing in these areas of charity? Because that's the context of what the Lord is looking for. We're not going to justify ourselves by how wonderful we are if we're turning around and being awful. So we need to work on the things that we don't do too well, so that we can actually be the people God is asking us to be charitable, to be sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father.